This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I think it's been kind of one-sided, Daryl. I don't know what you think about the beef between the two of them. I do think it's interesting. Shador, he's got his podcast. He's got his wrists up. He does his song that he released. He's got all sorts of different ventures, and every one of them just goes mega viral. Meanwhile, Cam Ward only goes viral when he's associated with Shador Sanders in a clip in some way.
I'm not interested in people going viral. I'm interested in whether or not you can throw a football with accuracy, whether or not you can learn a playbook, whether or not you can read a defense. That's what I'm in. I give nothing when it comes to these kids today and going viral and all that stuff.
Yeah, but I do think it's interesting.
You want to go viral? Win some games. You'll be viral as you can be in Cleveland, Ohio.
I mean, Cam Ward entered the chat. He did when he spoke to the AP yesterday. And now, again, it didn't go viral because it wasn't audio. We didn't have anything on it. But his words definitely went across NFL circles. And he finally put himself out there in such a way. I do think that the dynamics of the two is fascinating. And like before the show, we were kind of kicking around the idea of whether or not Browns fans deserve to have or whether they're justified in wanting a quarterback with no ego. Right. And the easy follow up to that is, well, does a quarterback like that even exist anymore? Can you even get a quarterback that doesn't have an ego? And I would present to you between the two of them, Shador. Yeah, he's got an ego. He might also be the very best at this talking thing that I've seen since Baker Mayfield when it comes to putting yourself up there, you know, making sure that you not only talk the smack, but you can back it up, but you get eyeballs on you and it doesn't seem like it's some sort of fruitless venture. But Cam Ward really doesn't do any of that. Like, Cam Ward really, that's why the AP words yesterday.
I'm liking this kid more and more.
That's why it shook so many people, is because it almost felt like it was forced and something that somebody told him he had to do in a keeping up with the Jones mentality and a keeping up with the Shador Sanders just media avalanche that exists, because everything he does gets documented like he's a Kardashian.
I think it's important that whoever comes in here, there's enough as it is. What if you're a quarterback and you're drafted by the Cleveland Browns? There is enough ancillary stuff, we'll say.
Okay.
That comes with the job. I'm really not interested in your rap song. I'm not interested in your going viral stuff.
I thought you were a Travis Hunter guy. Hunter's got a podcast. He's got rap songs. He's got everything under the sun.
But that's not why I'm a Travis Hunter guy. But that's my point. Like, I'm not interested in that kind of stuff. Because if you win, that comes with it.
But is that why so many people are scared of Shador and Shador alone? Like, I feel like...
What, that he's maybe too focused on that stuff?
Well, when we talk about Cam Ward, we never talk about those type of things because they don't really exist the same way that they do for Shador. And people talk about Shador and they'd use it as a negative. I don't. I look at it as somebody that's just marketing, and in 2025, right, you have to market. There's a playing of the game that you have to do in the NFL. You think Mahomes has his haircut for that reason? No, Mahomes has that haircut because it's very recognizable. It's the same thing as Anthony Davis having a unibrow. You think Anthony Davis wanted a unibrow in life? Sorry, that's his marketing gimmick, okay? It's what you have to do in 2025 as an
athlete. I
don't know
if that's his marketing gimmick. He and I need to have a conversation. There are better marketing gimmicks out there.
James Harden and the beard. Like, this is it's what they do. It's how they separate themselves. I saw Mahomes with a haircut today, and I was like, oh my gosh, Dylan Raiola is going to have to go to the barber. Now, like, it's his whole everything is based off of that, and then obviously being a really good football player on top of it. But
I kind of feel like Patrick Mahomes' marketing gimmick is I play in the Super Bowl every year,
and that's a great one to go with. It is, but right? They sell T-shirts in Kansas City of his silhouette for a reason.
I mean, that's why they have the insurance company commercials with him and Andy Reid, right?
Right, but part of the reason why he's in those commercials is more to do with the idea that he is as marketable as he is. I mean, yes, he's a great quarterback, but there is another game to this that goes on top of it as well. Kirk Cousins isn't in commercials for a reason. He's the Ned Flanders of football. There's nothing identifiable about the man.
And you like that is not a good enough catchphrase?
Yeah, like, he's not somebody that you're like, an exec at Nike's like, I need Kirk Cousins in a commercial yesterday. You don't feel that way about him.
I can't believe that he has not really, you know, I think he's tried to market the you like that thing, but I'm just... Whoever he had help him with that did not do a good job there.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't want to be ignorant to the idea that in like 2025, these guys do have to market themselves. It's the same way like with us in the media. It's like, well, you got to do certain things that maybe you don't want to do beyond just the traditional speaking into the microphone.
I'm not one of these people that's holding the fact that Deion Sanders is Shador's dad against him, right? I'm not assuming that there's a three-ring circus that comes with that whole deal. And that's not what I mean when I say I don't care about a guy's social media, his marketing, his rap songs, his whatever.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
I want the main thing to be the main thing. Okay.
Can you get that in today's 2025 football world, though?
I don't know. I don't.
Like, Caleb Williams had so much attached to him last year, and it was more than just painting his nails, but he had so much.
I'm trying to think. Does Jane Daniels have anything on the side? Because, like, I feel like he came into Washington and he just balled out. He just lit it up.
Jane Daniels is very, very quiet. Jaden Daniels is in that same Cam Ward camp to me.
Because I feel like if you...
I don't know that that's going to last, by the way. Because I bet even Jaden Daniels would be shocked that he made it to the NFC title game this year.
If you win, if you play at a high level, I feel like all the other stuff is going to come.
Yeah, there's just a lot attached to what you can make off the field if you do the other part of the game.
But like, I don't think Patrick Mahomes, when he came into the league, and my memory may be off here, and correct me if it is, but I don't think he came in with a whole lot of. I mean, he went 12th.
Yeah, no, he wasn't supposed to be Patrick Mahomes.
Right. He sat
for his whole first year.
I don't think he came in with all the hype and commercial endorsement opportunities. That stuff has come as a result of his success on the field. So I'm quite content with a guy that keeps the main thing, and then with the success and the performance on the field, the other things follow.
Yeah, but I get that.
Baker commercials were cool, right? I mean, they were great. I get that. The at-home Baker Mayfield campaign.
But Browns fans in particular, are Browns fans swerving away from Shador because of the history with Johnny, because of what happened with Baker? And I can call Baker Mayfield a success in a Browns uniform, but a lot of people looked at a lot of that and thought, why in year one is he going on Colin Cowherd's show and debating him for a half hour?
Right.
Like, they looked at all these different things and they saw it as a negative. And I feel like Shador gets hit. And the reality is, in today's football, in today's sports, there is a lot of money to be made if you can market yourself. I don't hate people that swerve into that, but I do feel like as a Browns fan, a lot of people, they use that against him.
People have to realize the game has changed, both on and off the field. And I had to have that look in the mirror after Ohio State lost to Michigan, because I was flaming mad that the Buckeyes lost that game, mm-hmm. and especially in the manner in which they lost that game. But then once I took a step back, took a deep breath after my rage, I was like, all right, they can still go out and win the national title. I don't think it's possible based on what they have in front of them, plus how they played against Michigan. Not great. Then the Tennessee game happened, and they put the boots to the Volunteers,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And as they progress through the playoff, I'm like, they got a shot. They could actually do this. And then the most important thing is to win the national championship. If you're a Buckeye fan, yeah, the Michigan game doesn't matter as much anymore. That's just the reality. You can still win the national championship and lose to Michigan. It's no longer the life and death game that it used to be. And I had to have that honest moment as a Buckeye fan to realize that. And it enabled me to really enjoy the college football playoff a lot more than I was ready to right after that Michigan loss. And the same thing, and the reason I bring that up, Jonathan, because the same thing applies to these players. They NIL in college, the transfer portal, that no longer is a red flag for teams. That's standard operating procedure now in college football. The off the field marketing and things like that's now part of, I mean, college football almost is now professional football in a sense because of all this other stuff now that comes with, you know, playing for a university. It's not just about going to, not that it really was in some programs about going to class, but you understand what I'm saying, right?
For sure, yeah.
It's no longer about just being a student athlete. It's about marketing yourself. It's all about positioning yourself with the right system and the right coach so you can get to the next level and at the same time get your cut of the jersey sales and the marketing sale, all that kind of stuff. The game is different. And so for the old school get off my lawn, old man yells at a cloud, college football crowd or even NFL fan club, you have to understand the game is changing on and off the field. And you got to roll with the punches because it's the old adage, adapt or die. If you don't adapt, you die.
No doubt.
So I don't hold any of the stuff that Shador, any of these kids do, I don't hold that against them. That's part of the business.
No question. And I feel like a lot of people are holding that against Shador, and I just feel like they shouldn't. Miles Simmons, more on this. ProFootballTalk.com, local kid done good. He joins us next. Jonathan Peterlin and Daryl Ryder, Afternoon Drive, right here on The Fan.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.